You are selecting out the honorable Tolnep forces for your venomous insinuations,
said Schleem ravingly.
This is a clear case of prejudice and has to be dismissed as such by this body. There are other combatants. I demand these statements to be stricken from our recorders as biased, slanted, and an intentional insult to the Tolnep planetary forces.
Johnny calmly smiled at him and looked at the Tolnep boots and back up to the fanged face.
Bombastic conduct will right no wrongs here. Your conduct insults these lords. Behave yourself.
I demand a reply!
Screamed Schleem. Johnny sighed tolerantly.
Very well. You shall have it. It is my opinion that the Hovens, Bulbods, Drakens, Jambachow, and Hockner forces were simply coerced, probably with false statements, into cooperating with the Tolneps. Since, by your own testimony, your ships vastly outnumber theirs, and since your own senior officer, as you state, commanded the so-called combined force, and when killed, was succeeded by another Tolnep who is now their senior officer, it seems very evident they were forced to cooperate in this attack by the superior firepower of the Tolnep fleet. So, we cannot hold these other races or forces guilty. And we are not charging them. They are only victims and cannot be regarded, in my opinion, in any other way when we apply the word pirate on a clarified definition.
Now was the time. Lord Schleem knew the ripe moment when he saw it. He would crush this devil. He slithered himself up to his full height. He assumed the grandeur of dignity.
Your arguments, devil, drop into the rocks and fall like dust into the grass. The Tolnep Admiral and the Tolnep Captain and all the Tolnep ships and crews were never in any way acting outside the command of the Tolnep Central Government. So enough of this claptrap about pirates, and let us get on with the proper business of surrender.
The taste of triumph and victory was sweet as poison in the Tolnep's mouth. In a few moments now, this whole thing would be finished. Sir Robert groaned. He saw the two small gray men were looking down, nervous now. Regretting, perhaps, they had helped